on Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Thursday morning. It's the 18th day of September. As I mentioned moments ago, Cash Cow returns today. We're going to have your first chance to win at 8:20 this morning. Also, big chance to win before that at 7:20. Taylor Swift album listening party happening October 3rd in Atlantic City.
Get excited.
We've got two free tickets for you to win.
Yes.
Play and win coming up at 7:20 this morning. In the meantime, today is the birthday of the Air Force. Happy birthday,
Air Force, if you have served
or are serving. Thank you. It's also First Love Day. What was his or her name? It's Cheeseburger Day. International Equal Pay Day.
Yeah, equal pay.
Good luck with that.
That's awful.
It's also World Bamboo Day, so if you're looking for something to grow in your yard that will overtake your yard and kill everything else, it's
and
bamboo.
Your neighbors.
Good morning. We're things you need to know this morning. A detention hearing for Ernest Hines charged in that road rage shooting on Jimmy Leeds Road in Galloway last week has been postponed until Tuesday. Now, this was the incident that triggered that lockdown at Stockton last week. Ernest Hines is an actor, actually, whose credits include The Soprano. He's charged with attempted murder in the case. The victim is in stable condition. She was shot in the face. She says she feels he was consumed by rage because she's Hispanic.
A Bridgeton man died while on a bear hunt in Maine Tuesday morning. Officials say 69-year-old David Ridgway was walking in the woods hunting bear about 100 miles north of Portland when he collapsed. Members of his hunting group performed CPR, but he died at the scene.
Less than 7 weeks until Election Day now here in New Jersey. A recent poll has Democrat Mikey Sherrill leading Republican candidate Jack Cittarelli by 8 points in the race for governor. The two are scheduled to face off this weekend in a debate.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Some clouds this morning, maybe some drizzle, then mostly sunny this afternoon. High of 79.
$1,000 winners every day. First of 10 chances to win will be at 8:20 this morning. You're going to want to be here for that. Right now it's time for Jana's fangirl update.
Carrie Underwood is spicing things up. Literally, actually. She just dropped her own hot sauce made from peppers that she grew in her very own garden. That's where she likes to spend a lot of her time when she's not busy working. Instead of the usual vinegar, she actually used fermentation. So that's giving it a fresh twist. While she's vegetarian, she does whip everything up in the kitchen from moose stew. That's a new one for me, at least. To Asian-inspired dishes for her fam. You can check out Carrie's hot sauce. We've got it up for you right now at catcountry1073.com. Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, they just dropped some big news. Yes, they are expecting baby number 5 in March, but the news is that this time, though, they're keeping the gender a total surprise until delivery. Thomas admits he's a little terrified, but he says, hey, there aren't many surprises left in life, right? Thomas Rhett's talking about keeping that secret right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's fangirl update on Cat Country 107.3.
Now, Dean, Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. The winning is coming at you today.
I'm so excited and proud. $1,000? Yes.
We have actually two chances to win. We're going to get started at 7:20 this morning. We've got two tickets to the Taylor Swift album listening party in Atlantic City that's coming up October 3rd at Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. There'll be sparkle. There'll be glitz. There'll be everything you ever dreamed about Taylor Swift-wise. We're going to give away two tickets to that Taylor Swift album listening party. We'll do that at 7:20. We've got a fun game to play. And then, as Jana mentioned, the cash is back today. Cash Cow.
Oh, yeah.
10 chances to win $1,000 today. First chance will be at 8:20 this morning. Thanks for the afternoon. It'll get warm again with high temperature near 80. All right, three things you need to do today. Here's your list. Number one, be here at 7:20 when we play for the Taylor Swift album party tickets, or do that at 7:20 this morning. 8:20 and every hour thereafter, be here for Cash Cow, $1,000 winner every day with Cash Cow. And the third thing you need to do today, don't shake anybody's hand who's from New York City.
Why?
According to a survey of public restroom habits in the United States, New Yorkers are the city where they're least likely to wash their hands after going... Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't miss out. It seems like we go for TikTok for everything these days, so we're going to go to TikTok this morning.
All right.
For your Cat Country Joke of the Morning.
My favorite place.
So my wife and I just walked out of marriage counseling. She went in there and just unloaded a laundry list full of stuff, like... There's no love. There's no intimacy, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Well, after the therapist listened for a little while, he got up, he walked around his desk, walked straight up to my wife, grabbed her, gave her probably the most passionate kiss that she's ever had before. Ooh. And then he looks at me and says, "Do you think you can do this 3 times a week? I'm like, "Well, man, I can drop her off on Mondays and Wednesdays, but on Fridays, I'm fishing."
Today, coming up at 7:20, somebody's going to win 2 tickets to the Taylor Swift album listening party in Atlantic City, October 3rd.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So get ready to play in and win between 7:15 and 7:20. Then at 8:20, first of 10 chances today to win the Moolah. Cash Cow is back. $1,000 winners each and every day. We'll play Cash Cow starting at 8:20. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to today?
Berlin, Germany. A phone store got hit for an overnight break-in. Police say one or more people used large rocks to break the glass in the phone store's back door and gain entry. Once inside, several phones were cut or ripped from displays and stolen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, one problem, bad people. All of those display phones you stole? Dummy phones. They don't act. Lots of winning going on today. Coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes, your chance to win tickets to the Taylor Swift album release party in Atlantic City. It's coming up October 3rd. We've got 2 tickets to this party for you to win. And then coming up at 8:20 this morning, the first of 10 chances today to win cash. We're going to have $1,000 winners every day with Cash Cow. Good morning. We're 3 things you need to know this morning. A detention hearing for Ernest Hines charged in that road rage shooting on Jimmy Lee's Road in Galloway last week has been postponed until Tuesday. Now, this was the incident that triggered that lockdown at Stockton last week. Ernest Hines is an actor, actually, whose credits include The Soprano. He's charged with attempted murder in the case. The victim is in stable condition. She was shot in the face. She says she feels he was consumed by rage because she's Hispanic.
A Bridgeton man died while on a bear hunt in Maine Tuesday morning. Officials say 69-year-old David Ridgway was walking in the woods hunting bear about 100 miles north of Portland when he collapsed. Members of his hunting group performed CPR, but he died at the scene.
Less than 7 weeks until Election Day now here in New Jersey. A recent poll has Democrat Mikey Sherrill leading Republican candidate Jack Chitarelli by 8 points in the race for governor. The two are scheduled to face off this weekend in a debate.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Some clouds this morning, maybe some drizzle, then mostly sunny this afternoon. High of...
Earl, Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Here's the deal. Coming up October 3rd, the big album release from Taylor Swift. There's a big album release party happening that evening in Atlantic City at Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall.
Because we know how to party.
It's going to be all glitzed up and sparkled up. Everything Taylor Swift. There'll be sing-alongs. There'll be dancing. There'll be Taylor Swift look-alike and dress-alike contests. If you're into Taylor Swift, you have to be there. Tickets are on sale. We've got details on our website. But we've got 2 tickets to go right now. Now, here's the catch. There's one catch. You and your guest must be 21 years of age or older.
So just keep that in mind.
We're going to play a game called Taylor Swift Song or Taylor Swift Movie. I'm sorry, Taylor Swift Song or 1980s movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you titles, 3 of them, and you need to tell us whether it's a Taylor Swift song title or a 1980s movie title. If you get 2 out of 3 right, you win.
You're going.
Jonna can actually help you out on one of these if you get stuck.
Oh, there you go.
So you must be 21 years of age or older, and a guest, your guest must be 21 years of age or older.
No exceptions.
The prize, 2 tickets to the Taylor Swift album release party, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall, brought to you by our friends at the Swift Suite at Evermore Estate in Absecon. That's that Airbnb that's all themed, decked out in Taylor Swift stuff.
It's so cool.
Yes. So 2 tickets to the Taylor Swift album party in Atlantic City. You got to play and win our game, Taylor Swift song or 1980s movie. We'll take caller 7 to play right now. 609-383-1073. 609-383-1073. $1,000 winners every day. 10 chances to win. First chance to win that will be at 8:20 this morning. But right now, we're trying to give away tickets to the Taylor Swift album release party, Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. It's happening the night of October 3rd. 3 big hours of glitz, glamour, everything Taylor Swift. It's open to those 21 years of age or older. Ticket information can be found at catcountry1073.com, the catcountry 1743 app. Just type in Taylor Swift.
It's going to be huge, okay?
Right now, we're trying to give away two free tickets to that party.
If you want
to
go.
For you and your 21 and over guest, we're going to play a game called Taylor Swift Song Title or 1980s Movie Title.
Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country. Your caller is 7.
All right.
Who's this?
Adam Seitz.
Adam.
Are you a big Taylor Swift fan?
You Swiftie, Adam?
My daughter is more than I am,
though.
Okay. Well, you can win two tickets to the Taylor Swift album release party if you win. The game is Taylor Swift Song or 1980s Movie. By the way, where are you from, Adam?
Goshen.
All right. Are you ready to play?
Sure.
All right. You can ask Jana for help with one of these if you need it. Number one, Red. Is that a Taylor Swift song title or 1980 movie title?
Taylor Swift song.
Very good.
Good job, Adam.
One for one. Number two, St. Elmo's Fire. Taylor Swift song title or 1980s movie title?
Come on.
1980s movie.
Yes.
Adam, you're going to the Taylor Swift album release party. Congratulations.
Woo!
All right, thank you.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home.
American Kids with Kenny Chesney, Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cash Cow is back, $1,000 winners each and every day.
Ooh.
10 chances to win today. First chance to win Cash Cow coming up at 8:20 this morning. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive. So that's at 8:20. I also want to mention, too, coming up at 7:55 tomorrow morning, put a reminder in your phone, we're going to have a big announcement, the first headliner for next year's Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood. So that'll be tomorrow morning at 7:55. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air, brought to you by our friends at Matt Latt Nissan. Phone number to call is 609-383-1073. Or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, two tickets to Monster Trucks coming to Wildwood. It's Monsters on the Beach presented by Renegade Monster Trucks. Wildwood Beach, thanks to Greater Wildwood Hotel Motel Association. There's two big days, three big shows for Monster Trucks this year. Friday, September 26th, 7:30. Saturday, September 27th, a daytime show at 12:30, and the evening at 7. If you win trivia, you got two tickets to Friday night's show. That's September 26th at 7:30. Four tickets. Here's the question. In the history of our country, the United States of America, two of our presidents have been peanut farmers. Which two presidents were peanut farmers? We need them both. 609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I will mention, I asked this question to you earlier and you of course answered Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan, president of country music, Luke Bryan.
No, we need
president of party country,
presidents
Mr. Luke
of the United States, too, have been peanut farmers. Which country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Trivia's on the air. Monster truck tickets to Wildwood. Big weekend is September 26th and 27th. You got four tickets when you win. Here's the question. There have been two peanut farmer presidents in the United States. Two presidents who were peanut farmers before they were elected.
Okay.
Who were they? Of course, Jana said Luke Bryan.
Yes. President of party country music, Mr. Luke Bryan.
No,
he was a peanut farmer, though. But yes, that's not the answer we're looking for.
He wasn't president of the United States, or at least not yet.
Not yet. That's fair.
So who are they? Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country. Who's this?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
We are from Cape May, Florida.
Mike, what are your two answers, the two peanut farmer presidents?
I'm going to go with Jimmy Carter and Thomas Jefferson.
Mike, you got one right. Oh, and you got the other one right, too. You're both right. You're the winner.
Let's go.
Mike, who helped you out this morning?
My stepdaughter, Ashley.
Way
there you go.
All right, we got four monster truck tickets for Wildwood for you, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Two peanut farmers. Jimmy Carter, if you were alive when he ran for president, you remember that easy. And Thomas Jefferson.
Nice, nice. He spent a lot of time in France, so I wasn't
It's
sure.
all about peanuts. Have you ever been to, what's that place? Colonial Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there?
No.
If you ever go there, there's like an old-fashioned restaurant. It's called King's Arm Tavern. They serve a peanut soup.
Oh, that sounds great,
It
actually.
Is very interesting. Charge of everything.
That's good. Your advice from Joe Kelly for
there
the day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Another bucket list. Have your own ice cream truck.
The guy that was in Harry Potter with the redhead guy had that.
I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
I know
Potter.
You don't.
All right,
I
so
know.
Here's your dilemma, Jana. Let's say you own an ice cream truck.
Okay.
Instead of spewing music like this, it would be spewing Jana sayings like, and that's rude. All right, so you have your own ice cream truck. Okay, can we move by? Can we move forward? She's mad at me.
I'm grilling him so hard. Right
so you
now.
Have your own ice cream truck, Jana.
Sure.
And you figure out, it's like 11:30 at night, that something's wrong with your ice cream truck. The freezer has stopped working.
Oh, no.
What do you do? It's midnight. You own an ice cream truck. The freezer is broke. You can't get it fixed.
You what give you it do? Out. You go to a bar where everyone nets
up. You pull out of your driveway. You turn on the music. And start giving away ice cream in your neighborhood at midnight.
Yeah, why not?
That's what happened to a guy in Italy. The ice cream truck driver realized his freezer was broke for good. He decided to give away all of his stock of ice cream in the middle of the night. Word spread quickly. People came out in pajamas to get their free ice cream at midnight.
I bet they did. I'd be right there with them.
That'd be the best. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. A detention hearing for Ernest Hines charged in that road rage shooting on Jimmy Lee's Road in Galloway last week has been postponed until Tuesday. Now, this was the incident that triggered that lockdown at Stockton last week. Ernest Hines is an actor, actually, whose credits include The Soprano. He's charged with attempted murder in the case. The victim is in stable condition. She was shot in the face. She says she feels he was consumed by rage because she's Hispanic.
A Bridgeton man died while on a bear hunt in Maine Tuesday morning. Officials say 69-year-old David Ridgway was walking in the woods hunting bear about 100 miles north of Portland when he collapsed. Members of his hunting group performed CPR, but he died at the scene.
Less than 7 weeks until Election Day now here in New Jersey, a recent poll has Democrat Mikey Sherrill leading Republican candidate Jack Chitarelli by 8 points in the race for governor. The two are scheduled to face off this weekend in a debate.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Some clouds this morning, maybe some drizzle, then mostly sunny this afternoon. High of...
Back Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And go.
There are five of them. Number one, my wife. Do we have beef? Me. Well, I don't like how you brush your teeth with hot water or how your vehicle is always on empty. My wife, I meant ground beef.
Right.
I want to make tacos tonight.
Exactly.
Number two, if you enjoy offering to do things you have no intention of doing, marriage might be right for you.
There you go.
Number three, saying hi and being prepared for follow-up conversations are two totally, completely different things.
That is factual.
Hi.
And then...
What? Right. Number four, it's okay to eat cookies until you don't feel sad anymore. Same for cake, ice cream, tender young veal, prime rib.
No worries.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. My specialty is overthinking a text for 18 minutes before sending back a reply. LOL, yeah. Cow! $1,000 on the line today. Your chance to win coming up in 5 minutes. Brought to you by our friends at Bennett Chevy. But right now, question for Jana. Fill in the blank. Ready?
I guess. Okay.
The bigger the engagement ring, blank, 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 blank.
The bigger the engagement ring.
The bigger the engagement ring, blank, 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 blank.
I can answer, right?
Obviously. Yes, I'm asking you to fill in the blank
right now.
The
bigger the engagement ring, the more likely there is to divorce. Am I right?
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Did you read that before?
No, I just figured because,
The bigger the engagement ring, the more likely chance of divorce. Men who spend between $3,000 and $6,000 on an engagement ring, 1.3 times more likely to get divorced. Men who spend $750 to $3,000 on an engagement ring, a lower divorce rate.
Yeah.
So the best chance, I guess, buy one that's less than $750. Couples who spent $30,000 more on a wedding ring, 3.5 times more likely to get divorced. Great mornings with Joe and Jana. That's Riley Green, Worst Way. Ladies and gentlemen, you've come to the right place because it's the right time to win cash. Cash Cow is now officially back on the air. Our cow is mooing all the way to the bank. $1,000 winners every day. First thing you need to do, if you don't have the Cat Country 107.3 app on your phone, download that sucker. It's called Cat Country 107.3. It's available wherever apps are sold. You can listen to Cat Country everywhere with it. And, of course, you can win cash with the Cat Country 107.3 app. When you pop open the app, there's a button there right in the middle, maybe the left of the middle, that says Cash Cow. You're going to put that button, and you're going to enter the code because we're going to give you a code every hour, today and every workday, every weekday, between 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. at approximately 20 past the hour. We're not going to get it exact, but we'll come close. Every hour, we're going to give you a code. You're going to take that code. You can open up the Cat Country 107.3 app, hit the Cash Cow button, and type in the code. And your first Cash Cow code is as follows. 3-3-5. That's it. Hit the Cash Cow button. Type in 3-3-5, and you're on your way, hopefully, to winning $1,000 in cash. Cash Cow made possible thanks to our friends at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com. Together, let's drive.